Lifestyle matters. It's more than money.
I'm Faisal Carmally, my co-host here, Dave Popowicz. How you doing?
Well, I'm doing well. Thank you. We've got a jam-packed show today on some stuff that I think is going to be really impactful for people.
When we look at today's show and we talk about some of the concerns that people have in their lives as they're approaching or living in retirement, number one, inflation. It's a big topic right now. It is eroding people's purchasing power, which means that it's also making people have a lot of concerns about their retirement with these high inflation numbers.
Yep.
There is a second piece that people are concerned about is their families.
Yeah, always.
And one part about when it comes to their families is, you know, there's certain family dynamics out there that require people to remove their children out of their will. Why would someone do this? What are some of the reasons? I think having that conversation about that it's like, I guess it's somewhat of a taboo topic about, your kids, you want to take them out of the will. Why are people doing this? We're going to have that conversation as well.
And it's not always for bad reasons, right? It's not always for bad reasons. There's family planning reasons why you'd want to do that. So I think people will find that a very interesting topic, and Jen will help guide us through that. Faisal, I want to talk a little bit about, in the first segment here, the media effect. I'm going to share with you an interesting experience I had over the past month, but I had a client who had sent me a number of articles, and they were all very negative. And, he was concerned that it was just going to go to hell in a handbasket here.
Okay.
So in advance of our conversation, I sent a bunch of articles that were really positive.
Okay.
And then I said, please read these, and then we'll have a conversation. He was so frustrated with me when I got on the phone. Dave, I said, did you read the articles? Yeah. He said, nobody knows what the heck is going on. I said, welcome to my world, right? I said, listen, we can't, there's not just one side. There's not one side. And so the media effect, the headline effect on people is real. And it affects how they think about lifestyle and investments and risk and everything.
And I'll challenge it a bit more than just the headline effect. I think that people are receiving news stories. They're reading the entire article. They're watching the entire video or audio clip, and they're reacting to just that piece of information.
Yeah.
I think what individuals who are in this world of retirement, I mean they're transitioning to or living in retirement, need to look at the media in this manner. The media is not to be used as a forecast of the future.
Oh, interesting point.
The media needs to be looked at as a reporter of what's already happened.
Okay.
When we start getting into here's what's happened and here's what we think's going to happen, the forecast, that's a prediction. It's not a forecast. It's a prediction.
Can I talk about an interesting prediction?
Sure, go for it.
To stress that point. I was reading, just briefly reading an article on, you know, we often see major magazines that come out with their headlines, right? Their cover stories.
Yep.
And there was a major publication that came out with a prediction, or was the cover story, on the future of cryptocurrency.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a second cover that appeared that reversed completely the first prediction in that same magazine. And what was interesting to me about it was it was the shortest cover to cover reversal in history so far.
But it's interesting, two parts. One, the timing. Number two, the reversal. We actually see a reversal happening. It happens all the time.
It happens all the time.
And I don't think people, because they're viewing this information publication by publication, and they're not looking over the time that, you know, we predict the markets are going to crash. And then the next headline or the next cover is the markets are doing fantastic. And you get these cover stories.
Right. And it's almost schizophrenic, right? People are just, it becomes schizophrenic at some point.
Yeah, I think what people have to remember is that do not look at the media as a forecast. Look at the media as a reporter of what's just happened.
Right.
Right? And so when we get to that point, the question is, then what's going to happen? Where's the certainty out there? Or how do I predict stuff? That's a different process.
Right.
That's a different piece that people need to look at. And I think when you start looking at what you did with this individual client, where you sent literally the opposite type, with 100%. Intent, with intent, right? So that's the starting point of getting some sort of understanding of what's the realm or the boundaries of probabilities.
Right.
And as you start to fact gather, you'll be able to see where you fit in your viewpoints of all those probabilities within the boundaries.
And you and I have had this, we have this conversation all the time, but there's siloed thinking, right? So we get fixated on one thing, whatever the headline of the day is, and then people silo on that, not realizing that there's a number of different levers involved in this equation. So if this happens, okay, there'd be a whole bunch of ripple effects, right? And so it's very difficult to predict with certainty, right, on exactly what's going to happen. And this is the problem when we start going down that path as individuals, as an investors, and we start to make outsized investments or bets on a certain outcome, a probability of an outcome. That's when you set yourself up for real problems.
And I think when you're experiencing the time of your life that we call retirement, mm-hmm. And you're spending your time focusing on what could be,
yeah,
then you're not enjoying what is.
Right.
Right?
Right.
And so I have yet to find somebody who says to me, Faisal, I can't wait to retire so I can worry about my money for the rest of my life. Never met one yet.
No.
And if you're out there, call me. I want to hear this.
We've met lots that do it, just none that say it.
Yeah.
That's not
and
the
I
stated
ask,
goal.
What do you want to do in retirement? And worrying about my money,
yeah,
or reading every news article or watching my accounts every day is not the top 25 things that people say.
It's never been listed. It's never been listed on any of our...
So why do we do it? It's right. The uncertainty. It's the fear. I get that.
Right.
So then where's the strategy behind it?
Right.
And are you sticking to your discipline around that strategy?
Yeah.
And that's the approach that you need to take going forward. I think the people who are a lot calmer through these types of volatile times are the ones who have a different experience in retirement, mm-hmm, than the ones who are checking their accounts regularly. They're reading all the news stories, looking for the biggest problems out there. Because we don't read the news to look for the good stories.
Right.
We just don't do that. That's
well,
just
the
not,
news won't present it that way.
Right? It's not something that we would do. We look for the, where's the fear? Where's the next issue? Where's the next problem?
Yeah.
And then when we find it, aha! And then we get into that rabbit hole that is not the nicest thing to do. So I think, let's go back to what's the vision of retirement.
Yeah.
And what's stopping you from doing that?
Right. Right. I think that's good advice, right? And it's something we all need to hear. And it needs to be heard over and over and over. There is a process. We go through cycles. Some of the part of the cycle is up. Some of the part of the cycle is down.
And I'm not saying we don't worry about it. You and I worry about it. You saw me running
gray
in this week, running into the boardroom where you were at, and I said, "Oh my God, Poland got hit by a missile," mm-hmm, right? And right away we said, "Okay, oh crap, here we are." Mm-hmm. Okay, there's a whole bunch of outcomes that's going to happen from here. Let's take a step back and take a look at what's going to go on,
right?
And that's our job to worry for our clients.
Right.
It's our job to worry about what's happening in the world and how do we make sense of it and how do we invest prudently for our clients.
Yeah.
That's our job. It's not their job to do that. That's what they hire us for.
Yeah, exactly. Right? And we're not saying, obviously, it's not right to be concerned. And you do need to keep yourself informed of what and why and how and all of those things, right? That's an important piece of the process to make sure people are in control of what they're experiencing. But all of that is an effort to say, go out and have fun and continue to lead your life.
Yeah, exactly. And I think this is where a lot of misunderstanding about retirement comes in, with the fact that knowing the proper way to retire.
Right.
How do you build a proper structure? How do you basically have a strategy that can give you the type of lifestyle you want, regardless of what's happening in every market, economic, or political situation? We're going to discuss the solutions to that problem on Tuesday, December 6th, 7 p.m. live in person at the Carriage House Inn. You need to register for this. So go to morethanmoneyradio.com to register.
So why are or why would parents take their kids out of the will? Stick around after the break to find out. You're on 770 CHQR and More Than Money.